We're in Simon Tavkuv Vav, says the Machaber, Hai lo kemach, o isa b'shut v'samenu Yehudi, asra lefosu b'yom tov, elichal kena v'yefe eshelo. If you happen to jointly own either flour or dough with a non-Jew, you are not allowed to bake that dough on Yom Tov. Rather, you need to split it beforehand, and then you would just bake your part. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is different than the animal that we saw earlier in Siman Tav Tzadik Ches, that if you jointly own an animal with a non-Jew, then you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov, because over there, it's impossible to get a kazayis that belongs to you without shechting the entire thing. But here, you're able to split it beforehand and just do the work to split the bread and then eat your bread. But by the animal, it's impossible to shecht just your kazayis of the animal and not the non-Jew's part of the animal. Siv zayin, im yesh la'adam harbe pasnikia. If somebody has a lot of good bread, eino ofe pasacher, then you're not allowed to bake any other bread on Yom Tov, elim kin yesh lo b'nei bayis sheragil achilam pasadra, unless there are people in your house who normally eat a lower quality of bread. Avalim yesh lo pasadra, but if you have low quality bread, harbe, even a lot of it, yacho lefos pasnikia, you're allowed to bake more bread on Yom Tov, which is very good bread, because that's what you would rather have. The Mishnah Berurah says that this rule is only true if the other bread that you're going to bake is of the same type. But if the other bread that you're going to bake, even if you have pasnikia, if it's a different type, such as wheat bread instead of barley bread or potato bread or any other type of grain, etc., so then you'd be allowed to do so. Even if you already have good bread available to you, if it was baked the day before on Erev Yom Tov, and you'd rather have fresh bread, which tastes better on Yom Tov, so you'd be allowed to bake that bread, even if it is pasadra, a lower quality bread. The Magen Avram writes that it's mutter lechatchila to bake lower quality bread, and then bake higher quality bread. However, you are not able to do so if it's clearly harama. If you want to be able to have a lot of bread, so you bake your pas hadra, your lower level bread, and then you say, oh, look, I only have low quality, I'd rather high quality bread, and then you bake your pas nakia, so that's not okay. It's only if you actually want the pas hadra, the lower quality bread, that you would be allowed to do so, and then bake the pas nakia in order to eat that as well. Because once you have the pas nakia, you wouldn't be allowed to bake the pas hadra, as we explained. Sivches, aser laso seor b'yom tov elidei shin. We are not allowed to make yeast on Yom Tov unless it's done in an abnormal fashion. Neshahaya efshar laso simbol yom, because you could have done it the day before. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only like the second opinion in Tav Tzadi Hei, which holds that even by Ochel Nefesh itself, we say that if the taste is not going to be worse, then you need to do it before Yom Tov. There is another opinion which says this is only true by Machshiri Ochel Nefesh. However, it appears that the Mechaber is going like that opinion, that this applies even to Ochel Nefesh itself. Sivtes, afilo nishcha de behemim Erev Yom Tov, even if the animal is shechted on Erev Yom Tov, mutar lahavash matanos b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to separate the matanos to give to the Kohen on Yom Tov, because this isn't considered to be misakin, fixing it, because even ready, they're already ready in the animal to be